Welcome to Maker Conversations. I'm your host, Tiff Marchand from Night Carver Designs. And today on the show, we have Ashley from Ashwood & Hawk. She is an artist of mosaics, and she's been doing scrolling, and she just has a signature style that is all hers, which you'll hear about very soon. I have been wanting to get to know her for quite a while and just really haven't had a moment. So it was really cool to be able to take this time and sit down with her. And then we have Carlina from Sawdust Gypsies and Pine Baron Palette Works joining us. So it's a blast. If you want to support the show, head on over to patreon.com/makerconversations. There's four different tiers of ways you can support, as low as $3 a month. So get on over there and support the show if you'd like it. And another thing happening very soon is that we are doing the speaker call for Workbench Con right now. So if you're curious, you want to teach something, check that out at Workbench Con. And for myself, I just want to say a huge thank you to the sponsor of the podcast, Sabretooth Power Carving. I am hosting a 1.5 month long carving competition called Carve With Us, and it is starting on April 10th. To carve, you just got to carve anything under 2 feet in size, and the imagery is going to be of something that grows in the garden. So start thinking, and carving will be starting on 4/10. All right, on with the show.
Hi.
Beautiful.
Hi. Hi, guys.
She was just asking how I'm doing after Workbench, if I'm recovered, and I tell her it took quite a while. I don't know for you, but yeah.
Dude, today was like the first day that I felt like back to normal. It took me a whole week.
No, same.
Yep.
A full week to just like, get that energy back. Like, we talked to so many amazing people in such a short period of time, but for so long. Like, I just kept up saying later and later up in the night because I couldn't say goodbye to everybody yet.
I know. Every time me and Ash, every time we try to walk away, we ended up staying another 15 minutes based off of who we like passed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was like you plan to leave, but then you're stuck there. You wind up talking to the next person and then the next person and everybody that's in your path to where you're going.
It's not like it's a boring conversation. It's
right.
Like one amazing conversation after the next. And it's like, oh my God, like you want to stay, but then you're like, no, you're trying to be like, okay, I got to go to bed. I gotta go to bed, especially because you had to, you know, do two classes, Carlina. So,
oh my God, especially the second day. Everybody was just hungover the second day, I think, and just really feeling it because I feel like everybody stayed up really late Friday night too.
Mm-hmm.
And Patrick got up, and I'm like, "Yo, you better eat something. You got to do this class with me."
I didn't go to your first one, but I was there for the second day, and I didn't think that you guys seemed like you were hungover or anything. So I thought it was a class.
But yeah, that's good though, because I was like, we need to like really make sure, because you know, especially being the class in the morning, everybody's slow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I enjoyed it being the first one. Get it over with.
That's nice. Yeah. Yeah. I talked to Anne of All Trades at the end, and she was just like, if you guys want me back, if I could just like go first, so I don't have to be the very last thing that happens, that would really help curb my anxiety for that whole weekend. Cause
her speech was so great though.
So good.
She had everybody in tears.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So Ashley, I stalked you. I had just mentioned that. Yep. Cause I was curious when you started, and it was like a full year after COVID. So March 21.
Yeah. Yep. I started, I think I technically started right in January, but it was more just doing it for fun for me. And then once I realized like, oh, I actually kind of like this, let's see where this goes, then I think that's when I started like the actual business and came up with a name and an Instagram and all that.
Were you like already like watching other woodworkers on Instagram? Like, no?
No. Well, sort of.
I was so curious about that.
So I think like 5-6 years ago when my oldest was first born, there's a company that will not be named that is no more that was based locally to me. And I saw all of their stuff like 6 years ago and was like, that's so cool. I could totally do that. But I had a newborn. It just wasn't the right time. We were living in an apartment. I didn't have space for tools. I just had no idea. And then once we moved here, we had a garage and my husband had an old like little cobalt miter saw. And I was like, I'm doing it. I'm just going to build this piece. And it actually used to be on my wall. I just took it down not too long ago, but I built that one and then I just kind of kept going. I was like, okay, this is cool. Let's keep making it.
That's awesome. I think I found you soon after you first made your Instagram.
I think I started following you early. Pretty quick too, but I don't remember.
I don't know who followed who, but I remember seeing you pop up on something, whether it was like my following or like my For You page. I was like,
this you guys are probably doing like the same hashtags.
I want to follow her.
You know what I mean? It's probably like following hashtag mosaic or something.
Probably.
That's cute. Well, I know you have a really nice style. I like the way you use color. I like the different woods that you use.
Thank you.
I got to watch your progression as I went through your page and you just see how you're evolving.
Oh, thank you. It's been fun.
It has. I feel like it's been a year and a half, 2 years you've been doing it now?
Yeah. It's 2021. So about 2 years, right?
Yeah. So summertime will be two. I have seen it. Like, it's cool. Like seeing like you, I feel like your confidence has grown. Like you've like honed it on your style and everything. Like you can see a piece like, oh, that's like an Ashwood piece.
Really? Oh, that makes me really happy.
Especially your planners. Your planners are like the only thing, like that's like your like OG.
Yeah.
Those planners. You see them everywhere. I feel like.
Oh, that's, I love hearing that.
I totally agree with that. Yeah.
People that I feel that way about too, that I'm like, when you see their stuff, you just know that it's them. And I feel like part of the, I don't know, the artist struggle in me. Sometimes I feel like I'm always kind of trying to figure out where I want to go or what direction I want to take. And me being the way that I am, I'm like, well, I just want to do everything. I want to learn this. And then I want to learn that. And I want to do a little bit of it all. So I feel like it's been hard for me to like really nail down a style that is me. So that's really cool that from the outside looking in, it looks like I have one.
Well, you can see what you're going for too when you did your logo redesign, you know, like you were setting a style there, you were setting a tone, like this is not like my kind of feel, this is my vibe. So you can see you're leading your way there.
Yeah, I think it helps that my husband does all my logo stuff because he knows me and knows the direction too, so he can really help with the logo stuff.
I was telling her earlier this week, I was like, we all need a tailor.
What does he do?
He's a tattoo artist. But he is very trained in, like, he's been drawing since he could hold a pencil. So he's done a lot of like design work for other people too, just in his career.
People always go to tattoo artists for logos and stuff.
Yeah.
They draw all day.
They draw all day. Yep.
They're inspired.
I feel like they can hone in on so many different styles too, which is cool. Like our tattoo artist, you remember when the Palette House burned down? We made those shirts of the palette. It was like a sketch of the Palette House.
Yeah. The Piney Strong ones. I think I have that one. Yeah.
I think you have a shirt too. Our tattoo artist sketched that.
Oh, really?
We're like, we don't know how to do this. Can you like, because she's really, really good. This is like before I had Procreate. And she like helped us do it. And she's like, well, she was like, yeah. And she did it in like 20 minutes.
It's so crazy to me. Sometimes I don't have that sort of artistic bone in my body. I'm like, I can kind of like look at a picture and try and draw it, but that's just not my strong suit at all. So it's always crazy to me to watch people. I'm like, how do you take nothing and turn it into this art like with just a pencil?
Same way.
That's cool. I was going to ask you about that because all the body art, I was like, is she an artist too? Like, what's the story behind that? Okay.
Yeah, you have an appreciation. My husband's done most of them. Yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, you can't ask for a better hookup, right?
Right. I think somebody asked me at one point, they're like, so do you pay for them? And I was like, I paid for the first one. But like, no, that's weird.
Could you imagine? All right, pay up.
All right, honey. That's when you make like their favorite meal, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, thank you. Oh, your neck hurts here. Let me give you a quick massage. Thank you.
Oh, I just made a coffee table. I need another tattoo. In the living room.
He has been bugging me to make a coffee table, actually, now that you mentioned that. That's like one that's on the list of things that I need to do for us that always gets pushed to the back burner. But
is furniture something that you're dipping towards?
What?
Is furniture something that you're like leaning towards starting to build more?
I think so. I think I'd really like to. That bookshelf that you can kind of see in the back, mm-hmm. I actually just finished. It has a little mosaic. You can't see, but the drawer has a mosaic on it. So I kind of tried to put like my style on it a little bit.
You did a console table too, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah. That was just, I mean, that was a mosaic with like furniture legs on it. I just put the little, hairpin legs on it. Yeah. But I like doing stuff like that. And I'm kind of like, I just want to learn and I want to do all the things. So I think
it's like functional art. You're able to like use it every day and just not hang it on the wall.
Yeah.
If people ask me, are you going to start building furniture? And I'm like, I don't like math.
People keep saying to me, they're like, Carlina, especially family, they're like, could you build me this blah, blah, blah table or something? And I'm like, you're asking the wrong person. Go ask Patrick.
Go ask Patrick.
Like, I don't know how to build tables.
Like, I'll carve one. I always do that. Like, I'll carve a table, like glue a bunch of wood and carve a table out of it. But I don't want to build it.
That works.
I think I will one day.
Yeah, math has never been my strong suit either. I remember when I did my first mosaic, I had to call my brother-in-law because I was like, I don't understand how to make them fit like a triangle. Like, what do I have to do? Because like, where do I cut it? And he's like, you have to cut it on a 45
and then make a
90-degree angle. Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I knew nothing.
Same.
You just wanted a piece of art for your house?
Yeah. This house has really tall ceilings, and we lived in an apartment for so long that and then moving across the country, we really just got rid of everything. We didn't really have much. So I had this big empty wall. And I think there's a creator on Instagram. She does more like home stuff, like Angela Rose Home. I don't know if you recognize mm-hmm. her, but she had this quick little like tutorial reel that was like, go to Home Depot, buy this thin plywood, buy these 1x2 boards, cut them, glue them, and you're done. And I was like, I can do that. I can totally do that. So that's what I did. But it was like, I designed it in my own, like, I didn't take her exact design, but I took that idea and then built my design from it. But I still was like, I don't understand how I make them at a triangle. What do I have to do?
Mm-hmm. That's cool to hear when you hear people who inspire you to pick up a tool. Mm-hmm. Like, so Angela Rose has become like this huge icon in like the DIY world.
Yeah.
And she's got like 1.5 million followers now, I think. Mm-hmm. And she's just like really open when she shares in her stories. I really do like her. I'm gonna get her on the podcast one day.
That would be so fun.
Goals.
She seems like a really fun person to hang mm-hmm. out with too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she's very interesting. You might be and you don't even know.
Oh, I've seen her before.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't follow her.
I only found her because of Haven. Like when I was running Haven social media, I found so many DIY people that I was like, oh, they're cool. Oh, they're cool. Cause like, that's not a space that I follow a lot. Cause I just always have done it and never watched other people do it. Like, I learned from my dad. So I never like had that as my following. And yeah, I mean, I don't follow a lot of them anymore. Sorry, guys.
Oh, I meant to tell you. I tried the saber tooth bits.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Were you on the Instagram? Somebody messaged me back.
It's always me, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, loved them. Did you try any of the ones that you got, Ash?
I actually did. That's funny. I created a reel. I haven't posted it yet. I just got the green sphere one. I think it was in the bag. But it was the perfect timing because one of my regular clients, she wants me to make basically a picture frame for her, but she wants it to have mosaic pieces on it, and then some carving and gold foil and stuff. And I was I never carved anything like this. I mean, this, she sent me a little inspiration picture. So I just sat in my driveway the other day because the sun was out and it was freezing here, but I'm like, I just plugged in an extension cord and had my little Dremel and was just sitting in the driveway testing it out the other day. It was fun.
Yeah. It's really crazy how like well it works when you have the right tools.
Mm-hmm. I was shocked at how, you know, I have just like the basic Dremel attachments that come with whatever cheap one I bought from Home Depot, but it was a big difference using that one.
I gave up carving so many times because of just using the ones that came in the packages. Yeah. I'm like, this is stupid. It's not like you see people doing it and like on YouTube or something. Like, this isn't like, what a pain. And then when I found Sabretooth, like literally I was just like, oh, this is the way carving is supposed to be like. Yep. Like,
that's so cool.
I want to shape that. Okay, it's done. Like,
yeah. Literally.
Never did I think I'd have a garage full of their tools. Like, it's amazing.
I love watching your videos. Your videos are so satisfying.
Oh, thank you. I was really like critical of the one I posted this week with the cross cutter thing that Patrick actually was like into. Because I'm like, I don't know how to use this thing. And it like Sabretooth warned me it was gonna smoke. And I'm like, are people gonna think this is a shitty tool because it's smoking? Like, I was like,
I thought it was cool how you showed like all of the different ways.
I thought it was cool to do an honest video, and I was gonna re-record and like after having that experience film it and know that I'd be better at it, and I'm like, no, I should really show my very first try. Mm-hmm. And like I was just like, I wonder how that'll land with people though, like, so feedback always wanted, because I could have put a pretty one and I could have redid it and had this gorgeous thing.
I don't know. I think it's cool when people post like real life and real mistakes, you know, nobody's perfect. And I feel like, at least for me, I'm always still learning. So I like seeing that somebody else is like not getting it right the first time, because it makes it's more a human experience, I feel like, too.
I sure didn't.
And I feel like as content creators nowadays, like nobody shows mistakes. They all show like, oh, we're perfect. We're like, I feel like our community, at least like us, like we're always showing and asking, like, we don't know how to help. We don't know how to do this. Like, can you help us figure this out? Mm-hmm. Or like, this was what we messed up on kind of thing. And I think it shows that like, we're all real. It's all attainable.
I think, and the feedback I've always gotten whenever I've done something like that has always been other people that are either like aspiring to do this or new to it. And they're always really thankful that like, thanks for showing how it really is. And instead of making it look like you just have it all together all of the time, because
that's cool to hear. Cause them are some choppy cuts. I did. Some choppy fish, like scales. They're like,
that's how you learn though. I'm a learn by doing kind of person. Like, you can explain to me a million times, but until I actually like get my hands in it and do it, it's not going to click for me.
Yep. I'm the same way. Same with like making my own mistakes. Like, I'll see you make a mistake, but I'll have to physically make it that holds on to me. Which is scary with saws, but we have a saw stop.
Save your fingers.
Yes. Yours is all fixed, right? You had some trouble at first.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, I learned how to work the motor in my saw stop really well. So I was not only getting a woodworking tool, but I also had to fix the motor on it within the first time before I was able to actually make a cut.
Yeah.
The motor belt broke. Like, the very first time I turned it on, I was so excited. I had a video, like my phone set up to record, and all of a sudden the blade just stops spinning.
I remember seeing that. I was like, oh no. Cause I think we just got ours like 2 months before you.
Yeah.
Stripped on it, but
I think you guys had it for a while.
A while
before, I think. Yeah, but I know that the same exact thing that happened to me happened to someone else who got theirs not too long ago also.
Interesting.
And I think that what happens is the belts are set too tight when they're shipping, so there's a lot of tension on them and they're not being used, and then once you go to turn it on and use it, they just snap from not being used.
That makes sense.
my dad and my stepdad are both mechanics. And so I was, my stepdad was actually here once shortly after I fixed it. And I was like, can you just check that and make sure that it looks all good?
Won't explode next time I use it.
Right? Yeah, right?
That's nice though.
It's all working and it's all fine now.
Do you guys need any, like, what's your next tool or your, like, you're saving for your next big tool?
I think I want a bandsaw.
A bandsaw?
Mm-hmm. I really think I want one.
I want, like, for us, Tiff, like, or not Tiff, Ash, like, re-stalling. Patrick got so mad at me the other day. So I was cutting. We have a bandsaw, but it doesn't work very well. So, like, it's hard for me. I had to cut quarter-inch letters. So I went to the mill and we bought, like, 5/4, so, like, inch and a quarter, which is all they have, like, the thinnest they have. So I'm over here. And, like, I needed it thick or tall. So I couldn't put it on the table saw. Because I think it had to be 9 inches. And so if I cut it down, I couldn't do the letters in full.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm just going to mill this bitch on the planer. And 2 hours later, I wasted so much maple. It's just in sawdust now. And I literally took an inch off.
That's crazy. Man.
I had a nice
Yeah, you need a bandsaw.
Yeah.
And then he wasn't home that whole day. And he was like, what did you do? And
I was like, I wasted so much maple. I didn't have another choice.
We don't have any other bandsaw. We don't have a bandsaw.
That'd be so embarrassing to say, though. Like, what did you do?
I wasted
some maple.
I was like, what did you expect? I was like, how else was I supposed to do this?
We got some nice sawdust, some really expensive sawdust now.
Right. Lots of wood filler with it, you know?
Yep.
Make your own wood filler.
Yep. I was like, this is a prime reason why we need a bandsaw.
Don't make me do this again.
What about you, Tim? Have you touched your laser?
I have a piece of wood in it right now.
Oh.
I just need to get better at the tools that I have, to be honest. Like, my next big thing is shop organization for the garage. Mm-hmm. I have so many new tools right now. Now I need to figure out how I'm going to store them and actually use them, because, like, I literally just have tools sitting on top of benches, and, like, I have to, like, pick one up, move it, put it down, use it. And then, yeah. So I'm like, no, I can't survive in that. So I need to do a whole garage rehaul.
It's a big project.
It is. Yeah. It is.
You got to, like, sit down and, like, map it out almost. That's what me and Patrick had to do. Cause it was like, we have so many big things, and, like, it's not, I mean, it's a big garage, but it's not huge. It's like a 2-car garage. So it's like, how do you make this the most efficient?
Are you guys only in a 2-car garage? It seems like you have so much more space than that.
No, it's a pole barn. It's not, it's like technically like,
okay.
It's a small pole barn, but it can fit like 2 cars in it.
Okay. It's
25 by 25, I think, or 25 by 24.
Okay. So
we make do, like, it's great for 2 people. But we can't get any. I don't know where we'd put something else if we got another thing. Like, once we got that Thunder, like, that was, like, maxed out.
Mm-hmm.
No more room. We have, like, shits and tents in the carport tents, because we're like, we can't use this tool now because we have no room for it.
Now we have no room for it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, yeah, organization is definitely something that's important right now, because you kind of max out very quickly in your space. What are you working with, Ashley?
I'm in a 2-car garage also. Okay. But we're renting our house right now. So when I got the saw stop, I had to install a 220 outlet. So I was like, well, I'm just going to eat that money. I need it. I have to do it. So I added on, but I would love to get a laser or do something like that. But I would have to, again, have a separate breaker and a separate outlet. Plus I'd have to do some, like, modification to the garage too. So I feel like I'm kind of stuck now too, because our lease here is up in October, and we're hoping that we can buy, but I don't really know what the market's doing. So I don't know. I feel like I'm at a point where, and I only have 2 outlets. I have 1 outlet on this side of the room and one on this side. So I'm constantly stepping over cables. If I want to run the planer, I have to wheel it out, because I have everything on wheels that can be on wheels. And so I just move it to the side and pull it out when I'm ready. But it's just a lot of maneuvering right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It works.
I had to get a whole breaker put into my garage because of that. Like, I was trying to run the CNC, and then I was trying to hand router carve something. And then, you know, like you try to switch it and it's like, boom.
Everything shuts off.
And like, it's an old house. So then it's like, that would shut off. And then somebody's like bedroom light or something, like something random. You know what I mean? Like the garage went down and something else went down. So like, I had to bite that bullet. Thankfully, I was able to barter the electrician a little bit for some art.
Oh, there you go.
For good barter.
Yes. With both my husband and I, we're always like, we are not above bartering. We will trade services.
Oh, yes.
Or whatever we can, we will trade services.
I did some cash, and then I think it was like 3 or 4 signs for him. And I was like, here you go. Because it was expensive.
We did the same thing, because we had to get a whole, like, so when Patrick's dad, it was his garage, and it was just like, basically, like, his dad welds and stuff, so he just had a 1-220 and a couple things. We had to get a whole new panel, like a big one. Mm-hmm. So we bartered. And then when we got the mini split in there, which was a game changer, best thing we've ever done.
I want one so bad. Yeah,
I don't have to go out there and heat up the wood stove anymore or fill it with logs or chop logs. It was like, we paid cash for the thing, and then the guy literally, he wanted a little sign and a 30 pack of beer. He was like, just make sure there's a 30 pack waiting for me in there. I'm like, you're nice and easy.
That's his sweet in a deal. Awesome.
Yep.
Made him a sign and had a 30 pack on ice while he installed the mini split.
That's fantastic.
That works.
I'm like, you're my favorite person.
You're like, so we'll be saving your contact information.
Yeah, right?
Yep.
What do we need next?
Mm-hmm.
No, when you have a skill that you can barter with, it's amazing. Like, it can open up some doors. I've paid for my kids' birthday parties with art. Like,
oh, how cool.
I rented a movie theater and made like cool vintage art for the theater. Like, it was a great trade-off. It's perfect.
That's so awesome.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Barter where you can, people.
Barter trades, I'm all about that.
Mm-hmm. So how did you find your Instagram family, Ash? Just naturally they came to you? And sorry, I'm just calling you Ash now.
No, that's okay. You can call me Ash. I think it was a little bit of me finding people, and then kind of just, I don't know, putting myself out there and talking to people. With Patrick and Carlina, I don't remember. I know I've been following you guys, like, I feel like from the beginning, since I created my account, but one of my best friends lives near them. And when they had the pallet house, and I think you guys did like a party or something there, right?
When it first had like the grand opening.
Yeah. And so I text Nicole and my girlfriend and was like, you need to go. Like, you should definitely go out here and go support these people. You're so close to them. Go, because I can't. and she didn't go. And then the fire happened not too long after that. And then she couldn't go, but that's when we snagged the 2 Phoenix pieces from you guys. And I feel like she wound up meeting you guys shortly after that too, right?
Yeah, because she messaged me and she got a piece, and then she immediately DM'd me and was like, oh my God, I'm so grateful I got this. Like, I'm sending it to my friend Ashley. I was like, oh, Ashwood? And she's like, yeah, because then you got a piece like almost immediately after her.
Mm-hmm. I think we got it in the same release.
Yeah. And then she saw that we started doing the rental tables, and that's when her like photography business started taking off and she wanted to do all the styled shoots.
Yeah.
So we met at like Batstow, which is like right near us. It's a historical village. And we like set up all of our tables, and like she had somebody come and decorate them. And then
she would send me pictures of the 3 of you guys together.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is so rude. I introduced you guys. Now you're all hanging out without me.
Yep.
Isn't that the worst? I haven't
met you guys yet.
Uh-huh.
I love connecting people. Then I'm like, why?
Right.
Like, now they're having fun without me.
Yeah, because we've done like 3 or 4 styled shoots with her now.
Mm-hmm.
It's been crazy. And then like we all finally got to hang out when Ashley came to the festival.
Yeah.
Nice.
That was fun.
That was fun.
How was that experience? Can you talk about it?
For me?
Yeah.
Or for them?
Oh,
for
yeah. You as a guest of these guys.
It was,
at their
I was
festival.
Like in awe of how well everything came together. And I did a really big festival here in April of last year that I'm actually doing. I just found out I got into it again this year. They do like a whole juried application thing. But that's the biggest one that I've ever done. And they have thousands of people that go to this one. And then going to Patrick and Carlina's, I was like, I cannot believe that this is the first year that you guys have done this, and that this, it was seamless. There were so many people, there were so many vendors. It just, they had it so well organized and ran, you wouldn't have ever known that it was the first one.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome. It was fun. I had such a good time. My kids were running around like crazy.
Oh my God, they were the life of the party the whole time. Oh,
that's cute. You brought your kids. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we made a whole trip out of it. It's a 14-hour drive for us, I think.
And I said 5 hours was too much for me. You can come this year. Oh shit. I would love to come
this year.
I can't commit. Listen, find me a place to stay. And that'll help me convince. That'll help me convince the husband. You that were was like, a thing last year. I was like, I don't know where to stay. Like, I don't know where to stay that's close.
Yeah. Well, I'll look up some stuff because there's a couple close Airbnbs and stuff. There's like no Hamilton is just all farmland and that's all there is. There's like no hotels or motels or anything.
Do you know where most of the people stayed that came? Did they all camp?
Most people camp.
Oh wow.
Yeah. There was probably 10 vendors that camped and then a couple, most of them were like within like 30 to 40 minutes. So they just came back the next day.
I laughed when they were making their wooden sign stakes for the plots for everybody's vendor spot. I go, you know, a maker is throwing a fair because of that detail right there. Usually you get like this little spray paint or like piece of tape or piece of paper that was nailed.
A laminated piece of paper that you have to stick.
If you're lucky, it's laminated.
People were asking, they're like, where did you get these? Like, who'd you order these from? I'm like, we made these.
Yeah.
I was like, I wouldn't have bought them. Thank God I had all this extra wood we had. And I'm like, just put it on the CNC. And we just went with it.
It worked.
Like, do the tiff tuff. Tiff engraves since she black spray paints and sands it over. That was a tiff tip. We should hashtag that tiff tips.
Tiff tips.
No, but someday. That'd be cool if it came though, because there's such a huge horror crowd, especially like with all the stuff
I'd that bring her.
Everybody would freak out.
I got Chucky right there, some vampire tea. Like the
time of year too.
Was that your first workbench con?
I watched everyone go last year and I was gonna go just to like break down. I know.
Hey, Patrick, you were so
gonna
much
go slack. On Thursday and go like hang out for the day and then drive home. It's a 3.5-hour drive for me.
Oh, that's not bad.
But I feel like one of the boys wasn't feeling well or something. And then I wound up getting a much later start than I was going to. And I was like, I can't, it's for me to drive 3.5 hours there. I'm basically going to have to like turn around and come back or be driving late at night. So I didn't go. And then I was kicking myself all weekend watching all the videos. I was like, I'm going next year. I have to figure out a way to go. And I'm really glad I did.
Yeah.
It's such a blast.
It was so much fun. I was so nervous.
It's crazy. You've been like following these people for so long on social media and just like DMing or FaceTiming here and there. And then you finally like get to have a real conversation with them face to face.
Like I know all of your faces and I feel like I know you, but I've never actually met you before.
Are you guys going to Maker Camp at all or no? Not on the radar.
Oh, we were talking about it at Workbench. I would really like to go. I think
we're going to go. And we told her just to come to our house and then we'll just all drive together
Together.
That'd be cool.
Because she could fly into Philly and Philly's only like 40 minutes from us. But last year we didn't go because it was right after the festival and it's right after the festival this year. But we were like, it was like the first time and we're like, let's feel it out. And then Maker Camp happened. I was like, I have so much FOMO. We're not missing it next year.
We'll be teaching power carving again. I'll be doing a class. Fun. Cecilia will be doing class. It'll be fun.
Yeah. I'm excited. I love how much
carve with us.
It's like so diverse at Maker Camp, which is really cool. Like, because isn't there somebody doing glass art?
Yeah. Metal stuff.
I'm just going to do a PSA for people. Just like bring all your safety gear, bring your respirator, bring your goggles if you wear goggles, bring your gloves, just because you're going to be making. Like, it's hands on. So just bring your safety stuff, because the thing that we dealt with the most is you have to have eye protection for power carving there. Like, it's a liability for them. So if you don't have it, we were nice enough that somebody had a bunch to give us, but we're not going to have that this year. So like, you know, make sure you're bringing your stuff so that way you can participate in everything. Like, if you're going to weld, you can't have like spandex in your pants, I believe. So you have to make sure you have the appropriate pants for welding and stuff. So just anybody who's coming, just like, put that out there. No, because like, I'd hate for people to find out and like the hard way and then be sad that all they wore were leggings.
I feel like I would have like thought about it, but not been like sure. Like I thought maybe like it, maybe somebody would bring them or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good like PSA.
Yeah, yeah. Bring your hearing protection, especially if you're going to be blacksmithing and hitting things like the whole time. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I don't want to hear
over and over.
And then there's 10 people next to you all doing the same thing. Like,
yeah, we'll all have migraines.
Yeah, people do it though, and they'll do it for like until 2 o'clock in the morning. They go for it.
Crazy.
Blacksmithing is like the thing there. It's the thing that just keeps going.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exciting. I didn't know you guys were pondering it.
Yes.
And there's the whole camping experience right there. You're all set.
Oh, yeah. That's what everybody keeps saying. They're like, don't stay at the hotel, just camp.
Weren't you guys talking about bringing, are you going to bring the bus?
We were talking about it. So this like spring, we're like going to try to like remodel it. Because it's just been sitting there for like 2 years. Yeah,
you should freshen her up.
Yeah. And like Patrick was working on her while he was traveling. So he didn't get to finish a lot of things. So I want to like kind of like redo it. There's a leak I want to fix and stuff like that. So just freshen her up. And then hopefully that could be like the first like big trip we take then. Because there's a bed in the back and then the couch folds over to a double bed.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So you can sleep on the couch.
I'll crash on the couch.
Mm-hmm. Have you been doing a lot of festivals?
Like no, I've done 3 local ones. The first one was also a first year event. But it was like these people were kind of trying to take an event that got canceled because of COVID and like bring it back as something else. So it was fun. I think I definitely made some connections at that one, but it wasn't really a like lucrative kind of event. And then one of other ones that I did was our county fair reached out and asked if I wanted to have a booth there. It was like this 5-day event. The very first day got canceled because of tornado warnings. The second day it was so windy, but we're there setting up and the wind took my whole entire tent, like blew it over, knocked down my display, knocked down everything. My husband had to run and like go buy a new tent in the middle of this event.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then I did that bigger one in April last year and then came to you guys.
That's cool. That's a
great first experience.
Learning experience.
That's horrible. That's like a fear of mine.
Yeah, it was not fun. Not fun. Definitely emphasized the importance of tent weights.
I have experienced that. Yeah. It's doing shows in theory sometimes seems like a great idea. And then other times it's just like the weather can be that thing that makes you regret it so bad. Mm-hmm. I've done like extreme like heat conditions and then you're just like dying of heat, just sweating the whole time. Uh-huh. Or there'll be like a storm that just comes through as you've experienced that.
It's insane.
Like that's why I like the September one, that's perfect timing. Mm-hmm. Very smart on that because those summer ones, unpredictable.
Mm-hmm. And then everybody wants to talk to you and you're like pitters, sweat stash, everything. Talking to people makes it worse.
That's the very first one I did was in, I feel like it was early in the year. It was May, but it was warm. And I looked down at one point and had boob sweat, like standing like this for the next hour until it cools down.
I feel like such a creeper as you're talking about boob sweat. I'm putting chapstick on. I'm like, tell me about that boob sweat.
That's
so funny.
You just are like, why are you staring at my chest? And then you realize.
I just stood like this for a while. I'm just going to cross my arms until this cools off and goes away.
Oh, that's man. Funny. Oh, God. That's what kind of stuff happens. You got to be like really good at packing stuff. You need to know what to put in your car for just in case situations. That kind of stuff. I love it. Well, I know we only have a few more minutes left, but for future of like where you want to go with your company, what's your plans?
I don't really know exactly. I know that I want to do a lot more custom stuff. I think like I love when I get to work like with a customer and take their idea and turn it into something. Like one of my favorite things I did last year was, it was sound waves of my client's daughter's laugh. So she had two kids and she wanted like sound wave half and half. So the top half would be her oldest and the bottom half was her youngest. And she kind of just gave me an idea and then I took it and ran with it and it changed a lot. But it was really, I like creating art that will tell a story and will also be something that's like sentimental to the person and a family heirloom that they can keep on their wall and tell a story and keep forever. So I feel like you get more of that when you're working with people on a custom basis, as opposed to like, I like to create just to create and make something that I like, but I really think I want to focus more on that custom, like relationship and building something like that. And then maybe a little bit of furniture too.
I love it though. You've almost inspired me to want to do custom work again. And I'm like, oh.
It definitely has pros and cons. Times.
Yeah. No, I'm taking a break from it. It does.
Cause like, it depends on the customer. Like I like doing custom stuff too. Cause that's like right now, like wholesale's a lot right now because of the laser and stuff, but like we're getting back into some custom orders. And I really do think it probably is my favorite, even though customers can be hard to deal with sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cause once you get that layout and you're done talking to them, you can kind of just like shut your phone off and like create and bring that vision to life, which is always fun.
Yeah. You guys got kind of backed up there for a while with your custom orders though too, right? So I feel like that makes it a little bit more stressful.
I feel like you have to figure out how, one, to say no. Like we were saying yes to everything, even if we didn't want to do it, which like you have to pay the bills. So like certain things you do have to say yes to. But I think this past year we learned how to say no and like really like hold off on certain things and cut back on some things and like pray that the stuff we want to is going to come. And like over the last like 3 months, it's kind of shown. Like I've gotten a lot of big mosaic orders and like custom signs. But Patrick was like booked up for a year. And I'm like, you have to stop taking orders. Like you're stressing yourself out. Like these people are like, okay, they gave you half down. And then a year from now, you're like, okay, well, a year from now, you'll get your table. Well, wood prices were changing. Like he got like the one last table, he got completely screwed because he priced it out a year ago. Wood prices jumped. And like, what are you supposed to do now? Like he really didn't want to like call a customer. After a year of waiting, like, oh, you owe me more money kind of thing. So that was like a big learning curve. And I think like, you know, now like kind of like how long it takes you to do certain projects. So like, it's kind of good that you can like space out your stuff and let people know.
Yeah.
That's like the big thing.
Some people that will like, there's a couple artists that I've seen will create like a wait list and they'll do, okay, I can get 10 projects done this month. And these are my 10 slots that I have. If you want one, buy it on the first of the month. And then we go from there. And I've always kind of wondered if that would work for me or if that would not work. Cause I think it's hard to I homeschool my kids and like full-time stay at home mom in addition to this too. So I don't know if that would also like get in the way of a timeline or if
it
that
adds some stress to your life for sure.
I think Lauren from Wildwood Creative, she's from Canada. She does that. And like she loves it and like she gets it going. But I tried doing that and then like there's always something that comes up that you're like, oh, I forgot I have to add this to my list or like, oh, I wanted to work on doing online stuff as well. So like you're integrating all these other like avenues that like I couldn't get done 10 in 1 month, you know?
Yeah.
So I just
10's a big number, at least for me. That's a big number.
Yeah, same. So I like,
especially if it's all different sizes, you know, if you're doing like one really big mosaic, that's going to take a lot more time too.
Yeah.
But like Lauren from Wildwood, she's been doing those collections now too, a lot of. So like those that's, I like that idea of building a collection and then releasing them and just praying that they go.
Yes.
Like release.
Definitely built up a following for that too.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I would love to do something like that.
Yeah. And I think she doesn't do them all the time. She'll just do like maybe two or three like big launches a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other months she'll like still accept stuff. Cause she'll spend a whole day. Like she'll accept like 10 circle signs, and she'll spend a whole day just cutting all of the circles and doing like all of like the backers first, and then she does like all of the letters and stuff. Like, she's got a method.
Yeah,
no, she's good. I was gonna promote my live with her, but I looked at the calendar and I'm like, oof, this is gonna come out after I go live with her. I was like, catch her live March 19th with me on Sabretooth. Because I totally have her coming out.
Well, we'll catch it. We'll watch it.
Come on, ladies.
I will watch that.
Come fangirl with us. Yeah, I have her, Sam from Woolly Petals, and then Leslie from Oak and Feather. And we're going, because of the scroll saw kit that I released with them. We made like a special kit just for scroll sawers. And they're some of the first ones I gave hers to. So I'm like, come on, let's talk about how it's helped you and how it's changed the way that you do your carvings. Cause like, I've literally been watching her, like Lauren, just like changed the way her carvings were. Like, she's completely like altering her style now because of the burrs. And I'm like,
oh, cool.
That is really cool to see that is, they've influenced her to go even deeper.
Yeah. That's like, her florals are insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even want to attempt to do them because I'm like, I will never compare to that.
You're like, just go to her. Just go to her.
I'll send you. I don't do florals. Because, like, her stuff is, like, the same thing. Like, I see hers and I'm like, that's a Lauren piece. Like, her stuff has, like, she's honed in on her style. Whether it's a baby sign or it's when she's doing one of those launches.
Yeah.
She's very talented.
Yeah, now she's doing, like, color series, too. Like, really cool. And let's talk about other people that we admire. That's so fun. No, but it's fun. Like, that, this is literally why I have this podcast, because like, there's so many people out there that I like watching, see what they do. Like, they're doing their own thing in this world, and we all have our different styles, and it's just cool to see.
It's cool to see like this, like, women community, like,
mm-hmm.
talk good about each other, and like, I'm like learning stuff. Yeah. Like, there's, I feel like, I mean, you get it everywhere, but for the most part, like, there's like not that much jealousy. It's more like, holy shit, she's doing rad stuff. Like,
the jealousy is just like, damn it, I want to be like that.
Yeah, it's like, right? Damn, like, she's so freaking cool. Why can't I be that cool?
Yeah,
that's how I feel about Ryan, the Birch and Bloom. Her, have you seen her stuff?
Yeah.
I feel like you see her work and you're like, that's a Ryan piece. Like, there's no question about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I actually, one of my clients here, her husband reached out to me and was like, hey, Ryan posted this piece and we really want to get it, but like, are we stepping on any toes? Cause I've made some stuff for them too. And I was like, no, that's fine. Like, her work's really cool. Go and get it. But I guess they also reached out to Ryan and were like, we're Ashley's clients, but we really want to buy from you. Like, it's okay.
That's so cute, the loyalty. So
her and I had talked about it, and I think I was planning to make like a coffee table or something for them, or something to go in their living room. And she was like, if you want to know like the specific colors that I used, if they're in the same space, I'll send you the colors. That way you can like match whatever you make to what I made. So I think
that's awesome.
Feel like it's really cool that we can, like, even though you're not working together, you can still work together and support each other. And I don't know, this community is pretty cool.
It's cool seeing like your clients also support like multiple different like woodworking makers. Mm-hmm. I like that. It's like spread out all over.
We were at the airport coming home from WorkbenchCon. I had one of those random, oh my God, I follow you on the internet, are you a woodworker conversations, which I don't have very often. I don't know if you guys get stopped in public. And I was like, was she at WorkbenchCon? Is that why she? And I'm like, did you just come back from WorkbenchCon? She's like, no, what's that? And I'm like, oh, it's legit that you follow me. And she goes, yeah, I follow like you and Cindy. And I'm like, the Wolf and Crow? She's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, so you like horror themed. I'm like, I'm just like getting like a sense of the girl. And I'm just like, but I'm like, it's so cool that like she just came up to public and she likes me and then one of my friends, Cindy. And I'm like, that's so neat. Like,
you're spotted.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I was like getting Carver a smoothie. Spotting. I was getting a smoothie for me and my husband. I come back to my husband. I'm like, I'm famous. I just got spotted in the line at the airport.
That's so funny. Like, in all places, like, you know, like an airport, there's so many different people.
Mm-hmm.
That's freaking cool. That's we'll get it in town. Like, Pioneers, just like yelling across the town.
That's cute,
but it's like so cool. Like, we had like what I had one moment like that probably like 6 months ago, and I was like, this is just, it's weird.
It is,
you know?
I was like, you know me?
Yeah.
Like, me? I don't know, buddy. I'm like, at Workbench Con, I expected it because I put my face everywhere. But, like, you know what I mean? But, like, there, I was like, what?
Is this in the Atlanta airport or was it at your house?
It was in Atlanta. Yeah.
That's weird.
So cool.
You're that far from home and somebody found you. That's freaking cool.
Yeah. It was really neat. I was like, oh, okay. Okay. Then I literally did come back to Mike. I'm like, here's your smoothie. By the way, I'm famous.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. That's a moment you got to like jot that down.
I know. It was nice. I was like, that's fun. Yeah. Like, that's pretty far from home to get spotted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. No, what's that?
Yeah, exactly. Because that's why I had to figure out, like, how the hell does she know me? Like, oh, yeah, the internet, idiot.
We put our faces all over it.
I don't know how much time we have left, but I meant to ask you, how's it been, like, Ash, working? Because I know you homeschool both the kids. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you balance that?
I don't half the time. I feel like I'm either ignoring my children or I'm ignoring my work. Like, it's really difficult. but my oldest actually goes to a 2-day-a-week enrichment program, and they were both going for a little while. So I had 2 days from like 9 to 2 that I could work. But then my littlest decided he doesn't want to go anymore. So he's home with me all the time. But lately, now that the weather's been nice, actually, I think my littlest is throwing a fit because he wants me to put him to bed.
Aww. We'll let you go. We'll let you go in a second.
No, it's okay. It's all right. I already prepared him, but I can hear him in the other room. Lately, the weather's been so nice, and we have 2 little boys that live next door to us too. So they'll go outside and play in their backyard and in our backyard. So that's nice because then I can kind of work while they're outside. And my little guy loves to come in the garage and work with me.
Cute.
My oldest does sometimes, but it's just he's not really that interested in it. Everett will walk in. I'm like, babe, can you go get me a screwdriver? And he walks over and knows exactly where everything is and will bring it to me. So he really pays attention to stuff. But I don't know. Some days I'm like, you guys, I have stuff I have to do. So you're going to watch a show. Let me know when you need something. I'm in the garage. And then other days I just try and get them involved. It's just kind of fly by the seat of our pants.
I did that this summer. Like, I'm so stupid. I quit my job to start this full time, but I started June 24th.
Right.
I'm like, fucking school just got out. Why did I quit my job when school got out? So the whole summer I was watching my kids and ignoring my kids and making this happen. But I'm like, why did I do this? Like, I just like completely fucked myself. Like,
it's just a quick crash course. We're gonna see how this goes.
It was probably weird, like, once September hit, like the house was probably quiet.
It was great.
Yeah.
So right. Nice. Now my husband works from home 2 days a week though. He loves it. He wants more. And I'm like, oh no.
Like, no, I need my time.
My world is closing in. That's like the one thing I miss about my old job is like people respected that I had a job. Like a day job. And now that I'm a full-time maker, like, it's like I don't have a job. They just don't think I work.
Especially when you work from home too. It's so easy to get pulled into other home projects that you have to do. Like, I come inside to give the kids something and I'm like, oh, there's laundry to change. There's, you know, kitchen to clean. It's just too easy to get distracted.
And people know we're always here in the shop. They just like, oh, we had off today. Let's go over there and see what Carly and Patrick are doing. And then they're here for 4 hours and I'm like, I literally did
nothing. Like, we got all nothing done.
Yep.
Like,
get to work if you're here. Just expect it.
Or my mom will be like, could you do this and that? I'm like, Mom, I have a job. You know that, right? Like, just because McKenna, like, she'll like pick what child she wants to do what. I'm like, just because McKenna's in a school system and you can't call her all the time, doesn't mean that I can walk away all the time.
My mother literally called me 6 times and came by twice today. I'm like, what the fuck?
We don't have any family here, so I don't really get people that drop in like that, but we do have grandpa down the street, which is just someone that the boys have decided to call grandpa. And he does lawn care for a living, so he will go and he'll drive his truck up, and if he sees I'm in the garage, he comes in, and he's someone that will trap you in a conversation. The boys will flag him down. They're like, grandpa.
You're like, no,
no.
Hit the garage door bungee.
Right. But I'm like, sometimes when I see him coming, I'm like, I have to turn away because I know that he will just come and talk forever.
Oh, that's funny. I feel that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Those conversations.
That's so cute. But yes, no, it is a battle for people to respect that boundary. Like,
yeah.
I swear to God, I quit my job and then boom, my sisters call me. Boom, my grandma. I'm like, what is happening?
Why? Like, do not disturb during week.
Yeah, time. I'm gonna have to like just block my family during work hours. Because
it really is just family.
It is.
Everyone else respects it.
Yeah, I'm just like, why? Why? Honestly, it's like the weather's getting warmer, so they want to come over. I'm like, get away.
Yeah. I have been using that do not disturb thing on my phone a lot.
Have you?
Yeah, because if I see my phone light up, I just have to go look at it. But yeah, that like just pushes everything aside and like just it makes things easier.
It gives me anxiety to do that. I think because of the kid, like the kids, even though they're with me 99% of the time. So I'm like, if they're with me, I could probably do it. True. But,
yeah.
I don't know, for some reason that this is probably like a sickness that we're so attached to these things, but I'm like, I don't, what if my mom had all my family's out of state? So if somebody had to get in touch with me, it's not like you can't see it if you wanted to, right? Cause it just doesn't,
It just like doesn't light up. But if you touch your phone, you see everything.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I could do that.
I could do we'll that. See.
Right.
I always have my phone on silent. That's that just too. Like, as far as I go, it's never the ringing. There's no sound effects. If I get an email or a text, it does not alert me.
Oh,
I have to physically touch the phone. But let's be honest, I'm like every 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Zoom, zoom.
I think it's funny. Do you guys remember like paying for ringtones on your phone when you first got phones? Like having to buy the coolest ringtone. And now I'm like, don't make.
I don't even care. Yes, I don't want to hear it.
To make any sort of noise.
If somebody has the typing sound on their phone, I want to murder them.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Please
turn it off.
Stop it.
Sometimes I will put it on loud if I'm in the garage and I have music on, because there my phone is plugged in. I'll turn it on so that I can hear it, like if my husband's coming home from work or something.
Mm-hmm.
But if I grab my phone and go to type something, I'm like, oh, turn it off.
Yeah.
Stand it.
And my mom always leaves her sound on. And so when she'll be in a full-fledged text with somebody and it's every minute, ding, ding, I'm like, turn it on, please.
All right. Well, I'll let you go. Give your kisses goodnight.
Okay.
Have a great one, guys. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed the show. It was great getting to know Ashley and, of course, hanging out with Carlina again. They are amazing ladies, and I was so excited to get the chance to hang out with them at WorkbenchCon, and I'm equally as thrilled that they may be at MakerCamp. So, speaking of MakerCamp, I will be there with Sabretooth, and we are going to be doing power carving again, and it's going to be awesome. I'm so excited to be able to go there, having the experience last year and learning from that, and then trying to figure out a way to do it a little bit less, you know, dusty for everybody and kind of keep that under control. So a reminder, if you are going to MakerCamp, bring all of your PPE, stay protected. All right. Well, thank you, and have a great day.